When she was born, her parents named her Zanzibar because her mother always thought it sounded magical. Since Zanzibar was a bit unwieldy for a little girl, they took to calling her Zoe. Zoe was a happy child and had two best girlfriends in their building, Bethany and Jacqueline. But Bethany's father got a job in Arizona, and Jacqueline's family went to take care of her grandma in Oklahoma. Sure, she still had friends at school, but no one who was a best friend. Zoe turned 7 and decided more than anything she wanted a pet for Christmas. A kitten, a puppy, even a hamster. She just wanted a pet of her very own. But her parents told her the apartment manager didn't allow pets, and they couldn't afford to make him angry. Someday, perhaps, they'd have their own house, and then she could have a pet. Zoe cried even though she knew there was nothing her parents could do. "What about a goldfish?" her father asked. She shook her head. She wanted a creature to hold and love. You couldn't pet a fish. And she thought snakes, lizards, and spiders were icky. Zoe told them maybe Santa would bring her a pet, and they explained that the landlord wouldn't care where the little creature came from. It would have to go. That night, when the house was dark and silent, Zoe crept out of the bed to the window. She found the brightest star and wished on it, and wrote a letter to Santa, too. She let the wind carry it, knowing it would find its way to the North Pole. As children know, Santa gets all their letters, and stars hear all their wishes. The wishing fairy paid a visit to Santa in his workshop. They both agreed Zoe was a deserving child and would love a furry companion with all her heart. They also agreed that the landlord was a problem. Then they both had the same idea and smiled. The wishing fairy and Santa Claus combined their magic and gestured toward the heavens. It was 2 in the morning when Zoe woke up. A light in the window had awakened her, and she got up to see what it was. There, sitting on the sill, was a most remarkable creature. It was like a small fox, only made of midnight and stars. "Hello," it said. "My name is Vulpecula." "Hello," Zoe whispered. "I have been given life, so you may have a pet." Zoe reached out and touched him, wondering if he'd be cold like the night or hot like the sun. He was warm and soft and made a little trilling sound as she pet him. "Do you live in the sky?" she asked. "I do, but I am so small I do not think anyone will miss me. Will I be all right until a real animal comes along?" Zoe hugged him then, and the little girl and the little fox were happy. And so they remained companions for many, many years. One Christmas Eve, when Zoe was very old, she went to sleep for the very last time. When she awoke, she found she was made of midnight and stars, and Vulpecula was there waiting for her. "Hello," he said, and Zoe smiled. And now they roam the heavens together, and they are happy to this day.